This is District Attorney Markham. The Penny Ante murder case opened with the killing of Dan Smith, illegitimate private detective. Philo Vance has discovered that there was cheating going on in a poker game, presumably played for pennies, but actually for bigger stakes. He's also told me about a racket being engaged in by Bill Baxter, one of the suspects, and his aide, Ricky, but has asked me to do nothing about it as yet. All I know for certain is that Vance has detected the third suspect, Jacqueline Rice, cheating through the use of special cards and dark glasses. Both Ricky and Bill have been allowed to return to their places of business unwatched, and no one is quite certain what they're about.
Ricky, you ain't told me yet how come Philo Vance was up at your place playing cards with us.
Well, he wanted to come. Bill, I didn't see no harm in asking him, so I did. You knew he wasn't going to be there before you said you'd come.
You told me that, but you didn't tell me why. Don't matter, though. He did us a favor. Found out about that dame cheating, so that washes her up.
I ought to wash up this racket, Bill. It's time we quit, isn't it?
One more day. We're okay till tomorrow, at least. Guy sends us a buck on Tuesday. He ain't going to gripe if we don't get his package by Saturday, is he?
No.
Well, on Monday, when he starts to get cute, we ain't him anymore.
Okay with me.
Let's have no more fooling between me and you about who killed Dan Smith. Let's just decide that he...
Who could that be?
Who knows? We got no envelopes and no dough in sight, so go let him in. What could we lose? Now, come in.
Is this the Rainbow Distributing Company?
Well, now,
Come on in, friend. What could we do to help you?
How you do? My name is Joseph Peters. I sent you a dollar on Tuesday, and I got no package, so I thought I'd come up here and just pick it up. Save you the trouble, you know.
Oh, I see. Well, Mr. Peters, you see, your package must be out in the truck right now.
Oh, but it can't be. I asked downstairs and in the neighborhood, and they say you have no trucks, so... Well, I'll just take my package and go, if you don't mind.
Bill?
I'll handle this. Mr. Peters, there must be some mistake. Here's your dollar, and we're sorry.
No, I don't want my dollar. I want my package. You said you had a package for me. I got a card to prove it. Now, give me my package. Well, give it to me, or I'll go to the police.
Oh, the police, is it? We can't have you doing that, can we, Ricky?
Hey, don't...
Billy, you nuts, put that gun away.
Shut up. Shut up, both of you.
I won't. Help! Help! Somebody help! Help!
Bill, you've killed him.
No kidding. What did you want me to do? Let him go blab to the cops? Come on. Help me carry his body to the next room. This made up my mind for me. We're out of this business, Ricky, because of this guy. But him... He's out of this world.
You're sure I can't get you anything, Mr. Vance?
Thank you, Miss Rice. No, I just dropped in to find out one bit of information. Why did you cheat in those poker games?
How did you know I was cheating, unless you guessed it?
I didn't guess, believe me. I knew when I asked Ricky to arrange the game that you had been cheating. I suspected you used the dark glasses, but I wanted to be sure.
You still haven't told me how you knew.
That's correct. And you haven't told me why you cheated.
Why?
Yes.
Because everybody was cheating in those games, Vance. It was a battle of wits. Dan Smith, the dead man, was stacking the cards every time he dealt. Bill Baxter knew every card everybody held, although I don't know how he knew. Ricky had a gimmick of his own going. Well, I've told you what you want to know now. Tell me.
How I knew you were reading the backs of the cards? Well...
I don't know who's at the door, but whoever it is better go away. I have no intention of answering the buzzer.
That could be very complimentary.
It is. You going to do anything about it?
Yes.
Good.
I'm going to answer the door.
What?
Please excuse me, Miss Rice. It's possible it's my secretary or Markham. I left word where I was going. Ricky.
Hey, Vance. I gotta see you. Come out here in the hall.
Who is it?
Somebody for me, Miss Rice. I'll be right back in.
Hey, Vance. We got no time to fool around now. Baxter's killed another guy.
We're not sure yet that he killed Dan Smith.
This time I'm not fooling, Vance. He killed Smith. I saw him do it. I was afraid to tell you before, but this is a McCoy. And he knocked off an honest citizen in our office just an hour ago. The cops will find the body and trace it to us. Only I had nothing to do with it. I came to tell you that.
Sounds like you're on the level. Thanks, Ricky. You'll be where I can reach you. Is Baxter still in the office?
Yeah. He thinks I went out to get a car. He's waiting for me to get back so we can get rid of the body.
Very well. I'll get Markham and go up there. And if we find this honest citizen dead, we'll have Baxter dead to rights. No reason to knock, Markham. Let's break right in. We know Baxter's inside.
Just as you say, Vance. This door shouldn't give us much trouble.
Here we go. One. Two. Now.
Well, Vance and the district attorney.
Yes.
This is out of a movie, isn't it? Busting in on a guy like this?
All right, Baxter, where's the body?
Where's what body?
The body of the man you killed. We know all about him. His name is Peters. He came here looking for a package you pretended to be holding for him, and you killed him.
Peters?
Put down your eyebrows, Baxter. We know all about him.
Oh, in that case, wait a minute. Peters!
Vance, what is this?
I don't know.
You call me Mr. Baxter? What is it?
Peters, tell these guys who you are.
Well, my name is Peters, Joe Peters.
How do we know that?
Well, I work in a plant, and I carry my picture for identification. Here it is, if you want to look at it.
Let me see that.
Yes. Certainly.
Markham, I'm afraid we've made a mistake.
You're not kidding. Goodbye, gentlemen. Don't bother shutting the door in back of you. You've knocked it off the hinges.
Goodbye, Baxter. But believe me, we'll meet again. Come on, Markham.
No, Vance, it's the first time I've ever met you.
Can I go now?
In a minute. So, just as I suspected, my friend Ricky went to Vance. Good thing I didn't kill you when I hit you with that gun butt.
I won't tell anybody what happened, Mr. Baxter. Honest, I won't.
You've been okay, Peters. Did like I told you when I thought it was the DA and Vance coming here. Go ahead now, scram. Only keep that mouth of yours shut, and remember that.
I'll be quiet, I promise you. I won't tell a soul what happened.
Go ahead, get lost. Goodbye already.
Well, Vance, looks like you and I are in the blank wall department as far as the Penny Ante murder case is concerned.
I wouldn't say that. We have uncovered a racket, thanks to our friend Ricky, and we can crack down on that anytime we like.
What about Dan Smith's murderer?
Markham, you have the file on Smith there. Let me see it a minute.
Here you are. Well, see anything?
Perhaps. There's a record of the phone calls he made the day he was killed. The operator in his hotel supplied you with them, and of course you checked all of them.
The police did. The out-of-town call was to a newspaper. That could be for almost anything. The other calls were to his laundry and to Miss Rice, Bill Baxter, and Ricky.
The times these calls were made are here, Markham.
Yes. Is that any importance?
Miss Rice in the morning, the laundry after that, then Baxter, then the out-of-town newspaper, and then Ricky. That could be important.
How so?
I'll let you know as soon as I call the out-of-town newspaper, after which you and I are going to see Mr. Baxter, I'm very sure.
Again?
Yes, but you will wait outside, and the way I talk and the way I'll be dressed, I don't believe he'll know me when I knock.
Yeah, who is it? Come on in, the door's open.
Mr. Baxter? Mr. Bill Baxter?
Who are you? What do you want?
Name won't mean anything to you, Mr. Baxter. I got a letter here that says for you to deliver a package to me. I was on my way to the barber's, have this mustache shaved off when a fella give me a buck to take it up here. Give me this card you sent him. Here's a card, here's a buck. Let's have the package.
Somebody sent you, huh? Well, come back tomorrow, old-timer. We're closed for the day.
Sorry, I can't. Now, come on, son, let's not fool around. Let's have the package. I ain't moving out of here, neither are you till I get it, either.
Well, in that case, I better get you this. Oh! You're not that cute, Vance, I recognize you. Well, you're going to finish this, you're going to lie on that floor all night.
I'm going to finish it if I ever get up.
You're not getting up. One good kick and you'll...
Never kick a man when he's down and can grab your leg, Baxter. Now let's have some of that fun you started.
You're awful tough, Vance.
Smart, too. I know who killed Dan Smith.
You know why, too?
Certainly. Now, Baxter, this is...
Oh.
That did it. Come on in, Markham.
Right.
Thanks for letting me have all this fun alone.
Nice job, Vance. I heard him talk, and that's all I had to know. So, this is our murderer, eh?
Neither Bill nor I said that, Markham.
But you practically said it, Vance. You told him you knew who killed the private detective, after which he tried to beat your brains out.
That was to keep me from exposing his racket here, Markham. I know who killed Dan Smith, and it wasn't Bill Baxter.
Thank you.
sit here, please, Miss Rice. Vance will be in a minute.
Thank you, Mr. Markham.
You over there, Ricky. Vance wanted to see you, too.
Okay, so I'm here. What goes?
Good evening, everyone.
Hello,
Hi,
Vance.
Hi, Mr. Vance.
Well, here are the two of them as you requested, Vance.
Thank you. I'm not going to waste much time. I've just received this telegram from an out-of-town newspaper. I'd like to read it.
All right, so read it.
Well, thank you for your permission, Ricky. It goes like this. Answering your phone call, the Chronicle did receive a telephone call from your city the day the private detective Dan Smith was murdered there.
Oh?
Relax, Miss Rice. This is practically painless. The telegram continues, Smith wanted to know details and description of local killer who fled town after a murder 2 years ago. We read them to him on the phone. They are as follows. And then the description. Describes you very definitely, Ricky.
Me?
Of course you. Dan Smith in some way found out who you were. Wasn't sure. Wired your hometown paper for details. When he got them, he called you, probably to blackmail you.
Why, you're crazy!
The phone records from Smith's hotel show he called out of town and then Ricky immediately after that.
It all fits. Ricky saw his chance to kill Smith at the poker game to shut him up and frame Bill Baxter by pretending to be on our side later.
No, wait a minute.
Only it didn't work. Take him out, Markham.
No, you won't, Charles.
You won't do anything. Come on.
Need any help, Markham?
I think not. I'll take him down.
Let's
go, Ricky. See you two later. Out you go, Ricky.
Well, I suppose I could have you arrested, Miss Rice, but honestly, I don't know what for.
Cheating in the card game, Vance?
Well, as you told me a while back, everybody was cheating. Baxter wore tinted contact lenses, invisible eyeglasses that enabled him to read the backs of the cards, too.
You want to tell me now how you knew I could read the cards?
All right. You announced when you went to Markham's office immediately after the murder that you held a straight flush, which was better than the three aces the dead man was holding. His cards were face down, so...
So you knew I must have known what they were while he was alive. Very stupid of me, wasn't it?
Yes. But you were very interested in trying to prove to Markham that you had no reason to kill Dan Smith. That altered your usual good judgment.
Sometimes I wonder how good my judgment is. And, how I'll wind up.
I can't tell you that. All I can tell you is that this is the wind-up of the Penny Ante murder case.